Well, good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Thursday morning for our Thursday episode of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. And today's reading begins with Paul describing his visit to Troas. That's a major seaport city located in the northwest corner of Asia Minor. He then describes the victory that believers through Christ experience. And God's renewing word for us is spiritual renewal today. And so let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 2 at verse 12. When I arrived at Troas to preach the good news about Christ, I found that the Lord had opened the way for the work there. But I was deeply worried because I could not find our brother Titus. So I said goodbye to the people there and went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, for in union with Christ, we are always led by God as prisoners in Christ's victory procession. God uses us to make the knowledge about Christ spread everywhere like a sweet fragrance, for we are like a sweet-smelling incense offered by Christ to God, which spreads among those who are being saved and those who are being lost. For those who are being lost, it is a deadly stench that kills. But for those who are being saved, it is a fragrance that brings life. Who, then, is capable of such a task? We are not like so many others who handle God's message as if it were cheap merchandise. But because God has sent us, we speak with sincerity in His presence as servants of Christ. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, where Paul said, "We are like a sweet-smelling incense offered by Christ to God, which spreads out among who are being saved, and among those who are being saved, and those who are being lost." And I guess my question for us today, beloved, is what kind of a smell do we have? And hopefully it's not a bad smell, but Paul explains that our lives are just like that table of incense that stood in the holy place. And the priests would keep that table of incense covered and on fire with the most precious of incense that would rise up from that table of incense and go over that curtain that separated the holy place from the holy of holies, and that incense represented the prayers of God's people. And now Paul is saying that our lives are like that incense. Does that mean that our prayers are affecting people when God hears our prayers? Maybe it does. But he does say that, you know, whomever smells the effects of our life, to some it's a sweet smell because God is in the process of saving those people. They are in their spiritual journey and God is in the process of saving them. But for those who have rejected God, when they experience our lives, oh, it is a stench. And you just go ahead and try to live a godly life in front of the world out there today and see how they curl their noses up at us because they so disdain the message of Jesus Christ. But to those who are being saved, our lives bring a sweet, sweet savor. Let's pray. Heaven God, teach me to be like the sweet fragrance, spreading the knowledge of Christ everywhere, and to be like that sweet-smelling incense, giving glory and honor to you. Amen. Well, our Thursday morning together has come to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we'll be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 18, where the Spirit of the Lord gives life. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.